All right, so here's another question that came up. Oh, now it just jumped out of my sight. I was just about to read it, and it just disappeared. I wonder if I did I push the button that it was answered or what? But anyway, it was something about an online resource for finding local churches in their area. And so I always point people to a website called Military Get Saved. So if you just Google Military Get Saved, it's, you know, it has every independent Baptist church. So the good, the bad, and the ugly, except for one. It's missing one church, Faith Forward Baptist Church, but it has every other church. And so I always recommend people to go on Military Get Saved and to just do like find on page, control F, and type the word soul, because churches will say that they're soul winning. Typically a church that's a soul winning church is going to be right on a lot of other stuff and right on the gospel. And then, or sometimes you could type Hiles and you could get like a Hiles Anderson graduate that's a good church. So yeah, Military Get Saved is the most comprehensive list that I've seen. Pastor Shelley, can we hear you now?
Can you hear me?
Yes. All right. What's up, man?
Sorry, my mic wasn't working, but.
Oh, okay. So what's going on?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. I'm going to look through some of the Q&A to look for questions to answer. So until then, why don't you just kind of tell us what life in Texas is like? You guys are in a state of emergency or state of disaster, or what's going on, man? Tell us about that.
I don't know if we're still in the technical state of emergency necessarily or not. We definitely were for a little bit just because they – you know, it snowed like half an inch or something like that. And that's a state of emergency in Texas. So, but really it was just, you know, it was really cold, I think was mostly the problem was the temperature. And because of the temperature, you know, most of Texas is not very well insulated as far as their pipes or plumbing and things like that. So a lot of people were having their pipes frozen and they were bursting. So that was one problem. Another problem is a lot of people are losing electricity, which is, you know, actually life-threatening for some people just because, you know, maybe you're elderly, you may depend on, you know, emergency and medical equipment or just heat in general. And I've seen reports of like 4 million people in Texas losing power, which I think our state's about 28 million. So it's a pretty sizable, it's about, I think some estimates are saying around 10% of the population or maybe even above that had lost power. And I knew of my church specifically several families that lost power and for even days, which, you know, can be a major inconvenience. I mean, you could lose your entire fridge, like all your food. And if you don't have anywhere to go, every hotel was booked because I had somebody that was curious about just maybe getting a hotel to just kind of get through the week. And every hotel was booked. I called like 20 or 30 hotels just to like see what was going on, but it warmed up really quick on Friday and Saturday, and so most things are probably restored by then. I know some people were still inconvenienced. Our church building didn't have water for a Sunday service, so we couldn't use the bathroom, but everything's pretty thawed at this point. So there's lots of conspiracy theories and conjecture on what all's happening with all that, but you know, at this point I think we're just kind of moving on. So
well, you know, I don't know how any of you guys feel about this, but this is kind of a random subject. But, you know, when it comes to power in this country, because obviously, like, most of our power is produced in America through burning of coal, burning of gas, some kind of a fossil fuel, quote unquote, is the vast majority of power production in this country. And then you've got nuclear power. And then you've got just this tiny percentage of our power that comes from hydroelectric or wind or solar. You know, that's like such a tiny amount of where the power comes from. And, you know, what I wonder sometimes listening to some of the environmentalists is like, where do you think we should get our power from? Because of the fact that they don't like it when you dam rivers. But the thing about that is that, like, there's only so many rivers you can even dam. Like, pretty soon you're going to run out of dam rivers, you know? And it's like, there's nothing to dam anymore. And so, you know, when you hear, like, these politicians talk about, like, oh, we're going to get all our power from wind and solar and hydro dams and stuff, it's ridiculous. There's no way. That's like such a tiny percentage of where power comes from. And really, you know, the bulk of it is coming from, like I said, burning coal and gas and other, you know, so-called fossil fuels. And so if we're supposedly going to all convert over to electric cars in 10 years, you know, like California is saying, hey, by 2030, it's going to be only electric cars that are being sold in California and everything. It's like, then you're going to require more electricity. What's the point of switching to an electric car if you're then like generating that power by burning gas? Like either way, you're burning the hydrocarbons, you know? So I'll give you my personal opinion. I think that everything should go to nuclear, you know, because here's the thing. And I'm not saying that nuclear is perfect or that it's wonderful, but like every form of generating power is going to produce waste. It's going to produce pollution. There's hazards associated with it. And to me, the nuclear is the one that is the best option. But the thing about it is that I don't see these liberals like living off the grid. And, you know, I see these, it's like, you see these liberals, they've got their Starbucks in their hand, and they've got their iPhone and their laptop, and they're driving around, whether it's an electric car or a gas-powered car. It's like the power has to come from somewhere. Where do you want it to come from? It's like they don't want it to come from anywhere. Have you guys thought about that issue at all? Or,
well, yeah. Specifically in Texas, I think we have 10% from renewable energy. Like mostly it's windmills and so or wind turbines. But and they're littered everywhere. I think they have a lot of in California and even maybe some in Arizona, even. I'm driving out there. But in Texas specifically, they weren't winterized. And so they literally froze and they couldn't even turn them on. And that was also supposedly part of the reason why we even lost power, was because the renewable energy didn't even work. And like with, solar panels, you know, I guess depending on the weather, that can even affect or impact how well the solar panels will work. And so I personally, you know, I'm not an expert in that area. I don't believe that our government genuinely cares about solving that problem. I think it's just all lobbyist interest, just trying to get grant money for these special projects. And a lot of it's just funneled through and probably siphoned off to for other reasons, and that they're not really solving these issues. I don't think that the majority of liberals, like, you know, your Starbucks person that you just kind of put out there, has any idea what energy even is or like how any of these forms work. I think that there's a lot of ignorance when it comes to this topic.
They just kind of know that dams are bad, nuclear power plants are bad, coal plants are bad, burning stuff's bad. So then it's just like, well, what's left? Because if you're just going to tell me it's all windmills and solar panels, it's not going to work. That is not even close to provide the power that America uses.
Right. They can't just store energy necessarily. So like if the wind turbines are not actually operating, you're not generating that energy. And so you kind of have to have a continual process of generating energy. And from what I've heard from experts or people that actually look into this, you know, nuclear waste for a particular person has been quantified as like could fit in size of one Coke can for their entire life. Whereas the waste from a lot of these other devices or methods, you know, is substantially more.
I heard the exact same statistic that like if I got all of my electricity from nuclear for an entire lifetime, the nuclear waste that I generate would be the size of a Coke can. But if I got it from like coal or something, it'd be like a literal mountain of waste. Or and people are worried about radiation and stuff, but there's harmful radiation coming from coal powered plants as well. I mean, everything's going to pollute to an extent or put out some kind of radiation or put out some kind of a harmful vibe. So it's like pick your poison, you know, might as well go with what's cheap and the most advanced, effective, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, Brother Robinson, what were you saying?
Yeah, no, I kind of heard the same thing about the nuclear. Obviously, the big fear with nuclear is meltdowns and all that when it comes to how they have to store it. But it's obviously it's the most efficient, it's the cleanest when it comes to everything. I agree with you. I think nuclear would be the best way. I do see, and I think you preached on it before, Pastor Anderson, is like the idea of like when God judges the earth and the rivers being turned into wormwood and all that. I could definitely see nuclear power being.
Well, I just feel like I'm helping fulfill prophecy.
You're just trying to push it. You're like the person that's putting the money into the plate for the temple rebuilding.
I just feel like I'm helping fulfill prophecy, right? People who watch Marching to Zion will get that.
Well, we have those windmills. We have those windmills in West Virginia as well. And just to add to those, people that live in the area have gotten sick because there's like this slow droning that happens because of it that you don't really notice it. Like if you're just there, but it's like the people that are living around them have been like complaining about like being sick and nauseous. And so there's like some outside effects of those windmills.
Besides the windmills aren't just all unicorns and rainbows.
Right.
They have their issues too.